You guys get
According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the definition of riffraff, disreputable or undesirable people, as in, I don't think they talk to riffraff off the streets.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So what are we drinking here?
I don't know.
What do you guys think? Okay, so this is Golden Road Brewing. It's called Wolf Mother.
Yeah.
A specialty release triple IPA made in LA. It's pretty awesome.
Wolf Mother, dude. That's Australian.
I feel like I just bit the back end of a wolf right now.
Hey, dude, speaking of which, look at this. And the other beer we just had right now that we were passing, go ahead and drink some. Oh, you haven't tried this.
No,
it's
tried that.
Rocker Bus, and it says AC/DC on it. Also Australian. I don't think we had signed up for that. How about that? What a coincidence.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Both Australian bands, both kick-ass beers. Bringing the rock to the Pilot number 47C. I'm going to call it C. Third time's a charm, Fonz. But it was in the cards because in spite of all the riffraff, we have Tommy Guzzo on consecutive shows.
Yes. Back at it again.
What's up, Tommy?
Thanks for having me again, guys.
What's up? Welcome back, man.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure to have you. So, Fonz, man, riffraff. Why I wanted to give that definition, you're right. It's on our cards. It's on there.
It's on
our banter, booze, tunes, riffraff. And now going through this definition, I mean, we even more fit that criteria. Synonyms for riffraff, rabble. Scum, good for nothings. I like that. I think I've been called that once or twice in my life. Undesirables, low lives, hoi polloi. That's a new one.
It's pretty cool. They all sound like really cool band names.
For real. Lowest of the low and peasants.
The peasants. That's like, really cool. That's like a punk band right there. That's awesome.
Yeah, we definitely are the riffraff of the podcasting community, I think.
I like it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, this word is late 15th century from the old French vocabulary. Oh. So it goes way back, just like our podcast. Another example of this, using this word. This government considers its citizens riffraff and is quick to silence the mere whispers of dissent.
Did Donald Trump say that?
I don't think he has, man. I might vote for him if he does say that word. I'm that easy. No, I'm just playing. Nonetheless, we're bringing the riffraff for the 47th show, the pilot. What is going on, Fonz?
Dude, 47 part 3. It's like freaking watching The Godfather again. It just repeats. Everything repeats again.
Yeah.
I've been doing this show, and I'm stuck on fucking 47. Hopefully this one records, comes out good, and... Rick and welcome, guys, to Monterey Park.
We are
Studio Monterey Park.
Third MP. Different studio.
Third different studio.
I feel like the forest on Legend of Zelda. Remember, you couldn't get out of it? You had to like go left a bunch of times and then go down?
That game was nonsense, man. There was no.
That's probably like the only game I didn't own on Nintendo.
That just, and Metroid.
I think Legend of Zelda was a Japanese first attempt to take over the United States because everyone was hooked on that at the time. It was awesome. It was great. But yeah. Fonz, what is up? Talk to the people.
I think we just need to get back on our freaking talking again, and just because we're just out of it right now, as you can tell. We're just trying to fall asleep right now. If we just came back from Grilla Mall. Took you guys to Grilla Mall over here in this side of the neck of the woods and stuff.
You've heard us talk about in shows past, Grilla Mall is by far, hands down, the best burger joint in the friggin' area.
So we popped Tommy's cherry on Grilla Mall. Yeah. What'd you think?
They did. Grilla Mall was fabulous. I mean,
yes.
I got the Stone Cold 316 burger.
This is burger of the month. They always burger switch it up.
With Fritos, chili, burger, cheese. Phenomenal.
Nice. That is pretty bomb. Fonz, I loved your burger, though. I stick to the same menu. I stick to the same item all the time, but yours is awesome, including the name.
Yeah. So it was called, oh my God, it's called Cowboys from Hell. Pantera, Cowboys from Hell.
That was pre-brr for Pantera. Mm-hmm. That was like opera. That album, yeah. Cowboys from Hell, was still kind of...
So that thing had barbecue chicken, half-pound burger, cheddar, red onions, bacon, and just fucking amazing, dude. It was really, really good.
They brought it.
They brought it, correct. Yeah.
Phil Anselmo, man.
And if you have it for breakfast, you know, you could always add an egg on there.
For real?
Yeah.
That's like a...
Or you can have that anytime.
Dimebag Daryl, dude. That's
Dimebag Daryl right
Vic
there.
Vic Firth kind of burger, dude. Yeah. No, that's Vinny Paul, dude. Vinny Paul playing the Vic Firth. Yeah. That's what it is. The drumsticks.
You sold Vinny Paul when you said bacon, so that was it.
Yeah, for real. That dude, when I saw your burger, I was like, damn.
I try to mix it up there. I've been in there enough times that I can afford to like mix it up.
Well, this is my third time, and I still don't mix it up. I got the Behemoth grilled cheese sandwich.
If you go,
oh, that's not it. That's just one half of the bun, and meat and bacon and grilled onions, and the bottom bun is another grilled cheese sandwich. And those grilled cheese sandwiches are not skimpy, dude. Just butter on cheese and four Texas toast, baby, to the dome.
There's no more Texas toast in the world. Walter had it all tonight. So if you're looking for Texas toast, you're out of luck.
I'm fucking sleepy. But what I love about it was freaking like the background, Iron Maiden. I heard a little, I think I might have heard it's freaking
Black Sabbath.
Weird Sabbath.
Rob Halford's band. What, Judas Priest. So
Megadeth.
It fucking feels like my seventh grade bedroom, dude. Except there's a deep fat fryer in there. It's the only difference in my bedroom in the seventh grade and this burger joint. So
it was missing a prong poster. That was about it.
It was prong. Missing the prong. Snap your finger, snap your neck.
And what was it? The Hogan light switch
that my brother bought. That was legendary, man. Yeah. But Grill 'Em All, if you haven't gone, go. It is amazing.
Really good.
Amazing.
So we had to keep the rock going, and that's why I saw these beers. I was like, oh, I got to get these beers, man.
Yeah, dude. Golden Road makes the Wolf Mother, man. It's pretty dope. It's got that Golden Road's an LA brewery, and it's got a distinct flavor since it uses LA river water. You know, it's a little different. No, little, I'm just playing.
A little slop in there.
A little slop from the valley. They collect it down in Long Beach so they can get a collection of all the slop of all the different cities, you know? Pass it through Maywood and all those areas.
Cudahy.
Some Cudahy slop.
Cudahy grime. You got to do it.
Yeah, man. Yep, that's what's up. Fonz, you know what's up with me?
What's up?
Dude, this was before the pilot number 47A.
Okay.
I was at a bar in Long Beach, and I was sitting there on my laptop trying to write this show, and I was done early. I had no responsibility. I was just waiting for you to come over, so I was just hammering the pints away. This place called Battley's. It's on Broadway in Redondo, and I think it was like $2 pints of PBR. I was like, hell yeah, I got a $20 bill. This will get me places. So halfway in there, dude, who walks in? It's crazy because I would never think it was like 5 PM. And it was Chris Reese, the original drummer of Social Distortion, walked in, dude. I mean, wow. I hardly ever get starstruck, but that's one of my all-time favorite bands, Social Distortion. Dude, and so Chris Reese walked in. And I know him because he owns a place called The Pike on 4th over there. It's a really rockin' bar and restaurant. They serve seafood and good burgers and stuff. And they got a lot of good acts there. So, you know, you see him all the time. But, you know, I just my reaction to being starstruck is to just give people that you're impressed with or by, just to give them space and not make it a big deal. That's kind of my reaction because you don't want to be that person, right? But, I mean, I was kind of like... 2 sheets into the wind, not three. I was about 2 sheets into the wind at the time. And I was like, it was just me and him at the bar, dude. And the coolest thing was that I knew the bartender. So it kind of felt like, oh, this is your place. This is my place too. Even though I don't go as much as I should. But he was in there, man. And that first reaction was like, well, I don't want to walk up to him and just say what's up. That'd be like a teenager going, I'm a fucking 37-year-old man. But I could give him a friggin' Walter and Fon show business card. Nice. But it's seriously, I was sitting there on my computer and I just didn't know the angle, how to do it. And you know, I just said, fuck it. So I went over there and I walked up to him. And I just told him, like, hey, what's up? What's going on? And we just started talking. But I couldn't give him the card right away because I felt like I don't want to be that guy just trying to sell him something. So yeah, we just chatted. Plus, there were so many questions bottled up since, like, the seventh grade, dude, about, like, being in Social D and just, like, random tracks. And we talked about this on the last show about that on my gym, metal music, Social D, that album, hands down. And so, you know, we started talking about that. He grew up in Utah. I remember him saying that on this documentary, Another State of Mind, old school punk documentary. And I asked him because I lived there for a couple of years, and I asked him about it. And we struck a really good conversation. I'm wearing this shirt, freaking Rat Fink. Ed Roth lived in Utah. We talked a little bit about that. And it's just a really good discussion. I was just like, just eating it all up. Dude, this dude, Chris Reese, is cool as hell, man. He's just in there grabbing a beer. And so then it was time. I couldn't leave without giving him the business card. So I was like,
nice.
Mr. Reese? No, but he was really cool. And I was just like, hey, man, you know, I got a podcast going, and you know, I'm from Long Beach. I got a buddy of mine who's from LA, and we just cover things under the radar. You know, if you or anyone in your restaurant would like to come and talk about the restaurant, we know our listeners would like it. So he's like, so you got that look, like the look I give to other people, like, ah, you're bugging me, kid. Like, yeah, you know, and I was like, here you go. And I think part of the reason he does that, and I think part of the reason a lot of people do that, it's 2016 and how far we've come with podcasting. I think a lot of people don't really understand podcasting.
Yeah,
I really think that because I get the same look, or my breath stinks, or people just hate me. It's one of those. But because I gave him the card and he's like, yeah, man, I'll check it out. Cool, man. Right on. And then I went back to where my laptop was on the table. And then he's like, hey, I like this. He goes, I like this just because of this. And it was your art, because your art's in the back of all the business cards. Nice. And he goes, dude, this is awesome. He's like, you know who listens to podcasts? My wife does. So I'll hand it to her, have her check it out, and this will be really cool. And, you know, so he was really chill the whole time. But I really feel that, you know, there's still a lot of people that don't really understand the podcasting world. And maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But at the end of the day, whether he's going to be a guest or not, whether we establish communication or not, it was just fun to share those stories before that happened. It was just, I'd been waiting for that because I see him all the time. I go to the Pike a lot. Since I moved to Long Beach, I've been going there forever. And you know, you just don't want to bug someone, especially at their place of work.
So you've seen him there at the Pike?
Oh, yeah, because I like going in the day. My favorite time to go is Friday for lunch. So I'll go in there, get a blue cheeseburger, a shot of Jack, and a pint of PBR. Like, I'm in heaven. Then my weekend starts.
Yeah.
and he, you know, he's in there in the middle of the day doing his thing. So, yeah, but I'm not going to bug him at his place of work, but right here, I mean, it was just me and him. It was freaking rad. We talked about drumming. Every first Tuesday of the month, he plays drums for a band there. They're like a fusion, bunch of old dudes, and they just freaking jam out, and he rocks a joint up. So I definitely got to try to catch that one day. We should go out and check that out.
That's cool.
But it was a treat to the fullest. It was the best thing. It was awesome, dude.
Yeah,
you know,
I remember just like after when I finally got to your place and you're like, dude, I got to tell you, what the hell? And then he was just like, Tommy, he was floating on there telling me the story, dude. It was awesome. The rest of the day, he was all happy.
That's just how much I respect a dude like that, man. I mean, you know, as you get older, you realize that some of the people that you think were heroes when you were a kid, they're really not heroes. Some are probably assholes, right?
Yeah.
And as you get older, your list gets smaller and smaller. And this dude has stayed in my list as I got older.
That's
and,
cool, man.
You know, to have a conversation with him, mad respect. Mad
so props. How long did you end up hanging out with them there?
Probably like just 10 minutes.
Probably like 10 minutes?
10, 15 minutes, yeah.
But it felt like 2 hours probably to you.
Dude, it felt like not enough, man. I'm like, wait, let's go to my house. Dude, I got guitar over there, dude. Yeah, rock and roll.
You also think that like he when he saw the card and he was like, oh, damn, this guy's trying to sell me something. Mm-hmm. It might have been like not because it, yours was different because it was a podcast, but you think he's got approached a lot because of, oh, my band, this is my band, check out their CD. Oh, this is my band, check us out online, you know? So
I think that. Yeah. That's why it felt weird for me. I know these things happen, you know, yeah. From the approaching side more than the getting approached side, but I know these things happen. And yeah. So that's why it's always weird for me when I do that to someone that I genuinely like admire, you yeah. know what I mean? So I felt that. I don't know if he felt that or not. Maybe he'll come on one day or maybe he'll hear this podcast and react to it. But I felt that that's what he was beginning to feel. And that's what made me feel like, oh, man, please don't remember me by this. Remember the good times. Oh, this podcast is a good times. If he is hearing this, yeah. then he'll freaking love this shit.
Absolutely.
But it's Roots, man. It's Roots Radio. He's Roots Music, dude. Old school punk rock, man. I mean, they just don't make shit like that anymore. They don't make men like that dude anymore. Yeah. So really cool. That I had to share that. It was really, really, what a fun conversation. Pretty dope.
That's cool, man. Sounds like it, dude. That'd been awesome. I don't know what I would have said. I would have probably stuttered the whole time, you know, like.
Pabst. Pabst, like, yeah, exactly.
Beer.
Do you roll down your sleeves or you roll up your sleeves?
So check this out. Right? Yeah. Because when he was leaving, I was asking the bartender, I'm like, dude, I was like telling her, let me pay for it. I got it. And then he was like, she's like, all right. And then she was telling that gentleman, because she saw us talk, but she was like, that guy over there, he's got you. And then, I mean, $2 Pabst. He drank two pints. It was like $3.50 or $4.
Yeah.
Put it on my tab. I'm a baller.
I got $5.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He was cool. He's like, nah, it's totally cool. I totally got this. Hey, but yeah, man, Chris Reese, that was freaking cool. Social D, baby. Social D.
We see them like every month, every year, at least once a year. You know, like during Christmas and everything.
Yeah, so there was a stretch in my life that I saw them for at least once a year for 16 years straight.
Wow.
From like starting 10th grade of high school all the way up to whatever, plus 16 years. I remember counting that one year.
Damn.
I had all the tickets.
That's sweet.
Crazy, man. It's a big influential band in L.A., Bryn Angelino. You have to have known of Social D. I thought I saw a little Skull and Bones come out your forearm out of that long sleeve. There it is.
It's on there.
We got to take a picture of that right there.
That's what I was asking. If Tom saw him, do you roll up your sleeves or do you roll them down?
I would have had him up. Right. I'm like, here you go.
We're taking a picture of that. We're putting that on the social media.
You're like,
man,
can you sign underneath it? We'll get that tattooed right now.
For real. Dude, man. Did you guys vote?
I did.
You did? Yeah. Awesome, dude. What about the circus leading up to the vote? I mean, crazy. It's been crazy.
Yeah, it's just only going to get worse right now. Well, at least like the fangs and shit and like the claws are going to come out now.
I mean, there is, what I want to talk about, I want to spend a little bit of time. I don't want to talk about more so about who's a better candidate to run the nation because, with all honesty, I don't think we know the truth about both of them. We know what the media portrays, but I don't think genuinely we know. But that's kind of politics, and we have to trust our best judgment or pick the lesser of two evils or really whoever sounds motivating or whoever comes out on that side of the coin that you flip. But I do want to spend some time talking about the freaking human reaction to these things.
Yeah.
Like Bernie Sanders doesn't know you. Hillary Clinton does not know you.
Yeah.
Right? And people like... It's crazy. I definitely like through. It's crazy because through social media, I can see where a lot of my friends sit on, and I you'd be surprised how many people sit on all three: Hillary, Bernie Sanders, and even Donald Trump, dude. And it's like, it's kind of crazy. That's the cool thing. You can believe in whatever you want to believe, and if you feel differently, it's up to you if you want to persuade them to get them to vote for what you believe in also.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes this country awesome. And, you know, sometimes you think to yourself, man, is this person really that ignorant or, you know what I mean? But honestly, ignorant sounds like it's even the strong word, man. Is it just like they're just not as informed, right? And then that's maybe a way of thinking about it without getting so riled up.
Yeah,
people be getting riled up, dude. This last week, I mean, it is nonsense. I saw the video on these protesters in San Jose, like they were just like straight up punching Trump supporters,
or
like
throwing eggs at that girl,
shaking cars. I'm like, you're really shaking cars for the Democrats. You're really shaking those cars,
yeah.
right? Like you know that guy for sure, 100%. Like, that guy's really going to change your household in your house, in your life. That he's really going to change that where you work at.
Right.
So-and-so. Like, I mean, I get it. Like, you have to pick someone. But to the point of shaking cards, I feel you got to be angry about something else. Like, is your girl boning another dude? Or what's going on? Like, yeah.
Break windows over that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But don't
throw eggs at a girl for that.
But I think it's like, and I get it, like, religion, I think for a lot of people, you're willing to die for your religion. You're not willing to die for Bernie Sanders. Next re-election, there's another Bernie Sanders. Next re-election, there's another Donald Trump. Next re-election, there's another Hillary Clinton or that kind of person with that kind of message. You know what I mean? So, like, religion, I can maybe buy into doing all this crazy stuff. But politics, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Not only that, now that, like, I've heard some people, there was an article, and they were talking about, like, crowds, you know, like, so you see all these crowds on the news, you see all these crowds in different things, different places, right? And now I'm second guessing those people that are in the crowd, like the actual people in the crowd. There's a company called Crowds on Demand that you can hire a crowd to show up to your event, to your premiere.
Shut up.
Dude, man. I never, really?
Yes.
So is that what, like, the North Koreans hired for the World Cup when they had fans or what?
So it's called Crowds on Demand, and you can hire them for pretty much anything. And I mean, there's on that article, the guy was talking about this kid that was going to get kicked out of college, hired 20 people to show up to be character witnesses for him to be able to stay in that college. So he had like a mock trial at his university or college or whatever, and nobody knew him, but he hired Crowds on Demand to show up and be a character witness to him. Wow. So he was able to stay at the school.
I just pulled that up right now. It's like GQ's talked about it, ABC. Like, it's a pretty popular company, I guess.
Yeah, so I'm sure there's probably more than one. You know, if there's one, there's going to be copycats,
right?
So, so there's more than one.
Holy shit, dude.
So now you start thinking about that, and it's like, all right, so you have a protest. It's just you. You, if you have enough money, you can hire someone, like all these people, to protest with you. They might not know what it is. And some of these guys, they're just getting them off of Craigslist. So, hey, we need people to show up here. We'll pay you so much money. So you're just a stand-in, and you don't know what you don't have any problems with this. You're not a protest. Like,
but you're getting paid to be.
You're getting paid there.
You're getting paid to be at that.
So now, like, if you see people protesting, you probably should go up to them and ask them, hey, are you guys getting paid for this? Mm-hmm. The news should ask them, hey, are you guys getting paid for this? Do you actually know what you're here for?
Yeah.
So, like, you see the news and you see a big crowd, and now it's like, well, are these guys really there for, like, do they have it in their heart, or, you know, they're willing to die for this shit, or they're getting paid for it?
Or are they getting paid? Yeah.
It's bullshit. Wow,
that's crazy. You know what? We can use this toward our advantage, Fonzo.
We should.
Like, if someone doesn't want to show up to wherever we are, just pay for someone to show up. You know, just that drive to, why are you guys in freaking Rialto out of all places? Like, I'll just pay someone to show up.
It's like crowds got mercenaries now all of a sudden. Like, you could hire a crowd for hire. It's just,
you can hire, like, someone for anything now. It's, like, to take you somewhere, Uber. You know, like prostitutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
right. Like everything. Or like, you can have someone come cook for you. And so why not
deliver
crowds?
Your food? Like, you know, all that.
Yeah. Amazon Prime pantry.
Everything's got a price.
Everything.
No, everything has a price.
So imagine
one step closer to that is true.
So if we had a little money, then we can have a show somewhere popular. Oh, yeah, we'll bring 50 people to the show, to the bar. We can have a show there at a bar. Say, yeah, we can bring 100 people. If we were willing to pay, 100 people would show up to our show.
Yeah.
Live crowd.
Yeah. We'll have a live crowd. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, that is retarded.
Something to think about.
It's just so it's not genuine.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, that's what's sad.
You know what? And honestly, though, getting back to what I was saying too, is that I didn't mean to say, like, you know, the reason why this country is where it is because people were willing to die for politics. Like, I don't want to take away that's not true. That happens. The reason why we're here is there's been wars within the country. There's been people like Martin Luther King who definitely have paved the way for how amazing our country is, man. You know, our country is like, our country is like this. Our country is like the New York Yankees. They're an awesome team, but they can always be better. Like, they're not going to win the World Series every year. I think a lot of these people that protest, there's anger. And so there isn't this like thought about everything going on. Like, the United States is not the last place team in the world. We're still pretty darn good. We're not the best, but we can always get better. But we're not the last place team. And people want everything. I notice a lot of this in this country, whether it's freaking politics, health. It's either black and white. Either we're the best or we're the worst. There's no middle ground. It's like, hey, we're not the worst people in the world. Like, even like the whole like, what is that? Like emissions and pollution, environmental health. It's like, yeah, we can do better because we have a lot of industries in this country and we make a lot of toxins with what we make. But have you ever been to India? You know, have you ever been to Japan?
China?
Like, I mean, yeah, we can do things to make it better. But don't think that because we have to do that, we're in last place. We're fine. We're good. Yeah. We're not going to die of toxins. You know, especially in Southern California where all these like celebrities live and they want to change. I mean, like, it's like, dude, we can be better, but don't come out like painting a picture like that we're fucking living in mud, but we're going to be close. Yeah, we are close if you like, if you count like 1 million years as one unit, like, you know, like we're pretty darn good with regards to that kind of stuff. And I think getting back to the politics thing, it's like people are too radical and it's like, just calm down, listen to both sides, make a cohesive decision and figure that out. And if you really want to convince someone, don't punch them in the face. That's not going to work. No, don't overturn their car. They're going to go, they're going to continue to be that. It's going to support that. It's going to support that even more. I always relate that to Mormons, man. Mormons get clowned so much. And I'm always like, I bet that makes them even stick harder to their religion because they get clowned so much.
Yeah. It's like, well, I'm doing something right here because no one else hears it. Or, you know, it's like the anti-vaccine people, the more you throw at them, the more they're going to say, you know what, I'm doing the right thing. It's just they're going to hold their ground a lot tighter. Right. And with religion, with all those things, they just grab on a lot tighter. They just get into their hole and this is where I'm safe. And these people are lying to me over and over. That's all they hear. Yeah. That's all they hear over and over.
Oh, yeah. And it's you know, again, who are you going to vote for? I mean, anyone who's listening, I can't change your mind. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to spend podcast time talking about who I like more or who I hate. But I am going to talk, because I am a social observer, man. I am going to talk about like, wow, for real? Wow, for real? Like this? Like Martin Luther King wouldn't have wanted that way. Right. Gandhi they would have been down to die, and they did die. But that's not what they envisioned. They're not saying like, I'm going to go create violence and die for my country. No. They run differently. And then when I see things on the news or on social media, it's just like, are you serious? Don't you got to go to work tomorrow? Like, you punch that in the face. Like, don't you have a paycheck? Yeah. Don't you have a paycheck to make?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. Crazy talk. So,
well, even at the end of the day, like, even whoever gets voted in, whatever the case may be, these people that may have supported, you know, their person, they're going to end up talking crap about this guy anyway. Or girl.
They're going to be disappointed.
They're going to be disappointed anyway. Basically. They're going to end up doing the same thing to the person they voted in.
Yeah. And in closed doors, man, they're all in cahoots. Oh, yeah. They're all chilling.
Hell yeah, dude.
So it's like, sure. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. The social observation I make, it's incredible.
For sure.
On that note, I'm going to make some more social observation on these beers. You want to take a break?
Yeah.
All right. Number 47C, dude. That sounds like a penile code, dude. Wait, penal code.
Penal code.
I bet somewhere in the South, somewhere they say it like that. And if not, somewhere in the cyber world, it now has been said. That's what it sounds like, right? Yeah. You know, I was told this once. never make fun of someone who mispronounces words because they probably learned from reading. You ever thought about that? Like, you know, who out, if you live in the gutter, who's going to teach you the right way?
How'd like you get a book?
Yeah, you have to get a book and then you have to free it, but no one's there to tell you, like, no, that's not how you say it. That's not how you say it. That's not my excuse, but I'm just saying it reminded me of that. Nonetheless, in the same way that you change DUI with impaired driving, you just add a little C at the end right there. The Pilot 47C. Pineal code.
Pinele code.
The penal. All right, fine. I'll conform. The penal code 47C. All right, we're back. This is a freaking fun show, you guys. Tommy Guzzo.
It's great.
Fonz.
What's up?
What up, man? You checked out a band, right?
Yeah, dude, just by accident. I went to the farmer's market on Fairfax, off of Fairfax at the Grove area right there where they have all the grub. So we're like, hey, let's just go pass by, get like a beer and hang out and see what we want to eat and stuff. And we saw a band setting up. We're like, damn, let's check out the band, you know? So we waited for a while. We got a picture of Stella.
Yeah.
Stella's. So we sat down and waited for the band to show up. And they were awesome, dude. They were called Merle Jagger.
Oh.
Merle Jagger, Rancho Los Angeles is the name of their new album.
Great, dude.
So we heard them play. I have a YouTube video that I need to post up. Man, I gotta post that video up. It's this guy.
Roots music, right? Huh? Rockabilly stuff.
Yeah, and then there's this guy getting down just into the, there's a drum solo going on, and I filmed him just feeling the music and just like moving his hands and just getting into it. Nice. Fucking hilarious, but awesome, because I like when people just let go and don't care and shit.
Yeah,
and this band was amazing, and they're pretty cool. They're gonna play. They're gonna open up for Dick Dale.
Really? And
they're gonna open up in Dick Dale. At this place in Pasadena, I never heard of it. It's called The Rose. I guess it's new.
Okay.
But I saw their calendar. It's amazing. The Zombies are going to play on there.
At that same venue.
At that same venue.
The original Zombies?
The OG Zombies?
Yeah, I think their show was the 24th of the month, of June 24th.
Yeah, for Dick Dale, right?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome to watch.
You sent me some of the tracks. You recorded some of that performance. You send it over to me. That's a pretty kick-ass band, man.
They are, dude. It's just three-piece dudes, and they rock, man. They really know their stuff.
Good stuff. Merle Jagger.
So Evelyn's like, can I get their CD? I was like, of course. Hell yeah. So we picked up their CD, and now we have them. We have them at home.
It reminds me of like grouping bands like that, like Los Straitjackets. Fu Manchu's another band. It's just like a very, like, you know, they're from LA.
Yeah.
Like you can tell. I mean, Rancho Los Angeles. Yeah, obviously that tells. But even without that, just the kind of music and just the kind of peeps, you know, their dress up, just everything. You're like, oh, this band's from LA.
Yeah.
If you have a track that's named Three Legged Hog, yeah, that's pretty good.
Three Legged Hog? That's a good jam, dude. I like that song.
Sound like a pretty chill band.
Yeah, so it's just by accident. You know, like, half of anything is just showing up, right?
Yeah, exactly. So because if you're not showing up, then you're probably just listening to our podcast. And so we've only made 46 of them so far. So
hopefully this one shows.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's a perfect segue into metal music.
Metal music.
Leading our way into real. We're getting closer and closer, man.
The Zika's coming.
The Zika's going to get you. You're going to be like looking like Beetlejuice with that little head, baby little head. It is coming, no joke. If you are a swimmer, if you're a crew, your kids are going to have little heads because that's where you're going to participate in. They did a study where it's like all the dudes that are participants or Olympic participants that are in the water sports are like, we're going to do it anyway. We've practiced our whole lives for all this.
Oh, they don't care?
They don't care.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, nuts.
That's crazy.
Beetlejuice.
I love the Beetlejuice reference. I'm still stuck on the Beetlejuice from a couple minutes ago.
What are you here for?
The Batman, the stiff-necked Batman of Michael Keaton. I mean, it was still pretty good, but it doesn't top Beetlejuice, dude.
Beetlejuice, hands down, yeah.
Beetlejuice, it's just that whole Michael Keaton, freaking Oingo Boingo, Danny Elfman, and just like all those. Dude. Winona Ryder.
What's the song at the end?
The principal from Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, dude.
The dance song, doesn't it talk about bananas in that song too?
I don't know, but it's what's his name? Gosh, he's an awesome performer. He's a dude from New York. He was like a half Jamaican.
His name is
Sydney.
Harry Belafonte.
Harry Belafonte.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's Harry Belafonte.
Harold
Belafonte.
Belafonte.
Yeah.
Harold. Fonte got all figured.
No, Banana Boat. That's another song, right? From Beetlejuice? Yeah,
they're both. They have two tracks from him.
Ah, okay. So
what about
it's
Danny Elfman,
George Belafonte Jr.
It's Daniel Elfman.
Daniel Alfonso gets all
George Belafonte Jr.
Yeah. Harry Belafonte. Harry Belafonte. All right, you ready?
Got it.
Jump,
okay.
jump on me, banana. Oh, no, that's two different songs.
Jump on my banana.
The remix.
That's what I normally say. Jump on my banana.
Yeah. Where were we? Oh, yeah, the Beetlejuice. Yeah, so yeah. Freaking.
The Zika.
Zika is in metal music. Da, da, da. All right. This week's category is, this is a good one, man. I've had to read. I'm glad we had three different shows because I've had to read. I've had to change my meddling. In typical Olympic Committee fashion, I've had to negate and strip medals from certain things. And so I got my final list now. I lost, so I'm going first. And I got to go with gold, silver, and bronze for best soundtracks all time. Mm. I got to start with my bronze. My bronze goes to this original motion picture from 1994. I was a freshman. The Crow soundtrack. The Crow, man. Brandon Lee, Bruce Lee's son. Didn't he die? Or he died in that
dead.
Movie.
Dead?
Yep. Or yeah, maybe the second one or that one?
That one.
That one, right?
That one, he died.
Dead. Hey, that freaking soundtrack was awesome. I mean, it had The Cure. Remember Big Empty, Stone Temple Pilots? Mm-hmm. Dude, it had Nine Inch Nails, Rage Against the Machine. But my favorite, Milquetoast from Helmet, but my favorite, Ghost Rider Motorcycle.
Yeah.
Hero. Yeah. Boom, boom. Dude, that track, it just, you know, low self-opinion, man. I remember at the time, Low Self-Opinion from Rollins Band. Yeah. That was one of my favorite kick-ass tracks. And then I heard this. And then it was just like, at that point it had solidified, like, this Henry Rollins dude is a bad motherfucking dude. And this, yeah. You know, at that point, I hadn't really heard freaking Greg Ginn's band, Black Flag. Black Flag at the time. And, but this was my introduction to how badass Henry Rollins was. So, I mean, it just goes up. Pantera's on that soundtrack.
Well, you didn't like Johnny Mnemonic or what?
No, I didn't. I was not exposed to Johnny Mnemonic, man. So that gets my bronze. My silver goes to a movie 1 year later, 1993. We were freshmen in high school. The Dazed and Confused soundtrack. I mean, you know what? I got a brother 8 years older who's in the military. I mean, if you're not if you've been in the military, you're exposed to classic rock. And spending a bunch of summers on military bases, I mean, it was just classic rock all the time. Classic rock and trips to the lake. And, dude, none better than this movie that captures 1976, rock and roll, Hoochie Coo, Rick Derringer, Fog Hat's in there.
Rick Derringer.
Yep. ZZ Top. I mean, for us Hispanics, even Lowrider's in it. War is in that soundtrack. So, but my favorite track on this, oh gosh, 1 and 1A, Tuesday's Gone, Lynyrd Skynyrd, that's an awesome track, but Highway Star. Highway Star could get me to do just about anything. Remember I made that reference at Grilla Mall? I was like, I can't hear another power chord to motivate me to finish this burger. But if Highway Star would have came on, I probably would have snuck in another bite. What's up?
The sleeper song on that soundtrack, and you could barely hear it only on one scene, but Hurricane from Bob Dylan.
Yes, and they're walking slow motion. That's
right when they walk into the pool hall.
The pool hall, exactly. But my gold. I mean, I just can't find a better soundtrack. Maybe it's not as sexy, but it is. I mean, it just can't be beat, I think. And that's a Forrest Gump soundtrack. Forrest Gump, life is, you never know what you're going to get. Box of Chocolate, I butchered that up. I haven't seen that movie in a while, but I remember the soundtrack. And it's got everyone who's there. I mean, just pick Bob Dylan, Aretha Franklin, The Door, Simon Garfunkel. Because it's got things from every, you know, because it's his whole life. So it's got things from every decade. And it's just... it's a well put together movie. It's an even better put together soundtrack. And so
Rebel Rousers on
Rebel
that,
Rouser. Yes. Yep. Yep. Jefferson Airplane, the Young Bloods. I mean, the Doobies.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
The Doobies. Yep. So that's my bronze, silver, and gold. Who's next?
I got next.
All right, go for it.
Yes. Damn, I gotta top that. Okay. So I gotta start off with my bronze. You know, easy. It gets in there. Everybody knows it. Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, the Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees, man.
You can tell by the way you pick a soundtrack, man.
So, you know, you just hear any of those songs, you got to listen.
You know them. They're ingrained, whether you're in a disco or not, man.
If you watch Saturday Night Live on mute, you know what song's going to come on, man. Right? You just know. So that means it's a pretty good fucking soundtrack.
That's true. It probably makes the list.
It's like watching our highlight film. You know what song's going to come on.
Yeah, that soundtrack deserves to get their head shrunk, and that will make Brazil.
So that soundtrack's amazing. The second one, probably a lot of people haven't heard, and it's a great soundtrack from beginning to end. It's Guardian of the Galaxy.
Yes.
Really, really good soundtrack. Yeah. Hooked on a Feeling. I Want You Back, Jackson 5. I mean, it's just the Cherry Bomb.
It's got
Cherry Bomb, the Runaways.
It's got a little Forrest Gumpy kind of, you know what I mean? It's got a lot of those same tracks kind of.
I love that album.
That's a great soundtrack. I remember watching the movie and I was like, that's a jam.
Yeah. So I love that one. And Gold. I don't think you guys are going to get this one, but Rock and Roll High School.
Rock and Roll High School,
the movie
from the Ramones.
Yeah,
that takes the gold.
Yeah, that takes
that's
the gold.
That's pretty punk rock.
It's rock.
I thought I was losing you with all that disco, man.
And Devo's on there, you know, the Ramones. I mean, just amazing.
It's that old school. What was that movie?
Rocking
81?
In the boys' room, you know, smoking in the boys' room.
Yeah. All right. That's
Chuck
awesome.
Chuck Berry. Yeah. Love that
Chuck
one.
Berry's in that. Yep. What song from Chuck Berry?
School Days.
Oh, School Days.
And then fucking Alice Cooper. School's out. You know,
School's Out's on Dazed and Confused.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
It's a tasty lineup there, Fonz.
Thanks.
That's a very, you covered a full spectrum there, man.
I try.
So mine's a little boring because me and Mr. Cortez kind of see eye to eye.
Hey.
So I'll start with my bronze. So that would be the soundtrack to Almost Famous.
Oh, yeah.
Can I change my mind?
Can we do the show again?
47D.
We got, you know, America, Simon and Garfunkel. We got The Who on there. We got The Stooges. Elton John, the song, the scene in the movie.
Tiny Dancer.
Tiny Dancer. That's the greatest scene. I mean, that's just awesome, man.
Is Tangerine on that?
Yeah.
From Led Zeppelin? Is that on that soundtrack?
Yeah, it is.
Dude. It is.
Great soundtrack. Sabbath's on there.
It's got Stillwater.
Fever Dog. Fever Dog's on there, dude. Great fucking cut. Nazareth.
What's that dude's name? Billy Crudup?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then...
God, that's a good movie. Damn, I forgot about that.
That's my... I would have elevated it to a higher ranking or a higher metal, but... the next two, I mean, just take it hands down. So it'd be my silver would be Dazed and Confused. And my gold is Forrest Gump.
Oh,
for sure.
For real? Yeah. It's just tough to beat.
It is.
That was mine. I mean, you can't miss from top to bottom, like all the decades. I thought about, you know, Saturday Night Fever, but my sleeper is definitely Detroit Rock City.
They were
on the fourth.
Yeah. Oh, that's an honorable mention. I think for me, it would be that. Yeah, Detroit Rock City is pretty darn good.
I mean, it's full of Kiss, but it's got Cheap Trick. It's got
David Bowie's in that.
David Bowie.
Yeah. Cherry Bomb's in that, I think.
It's always good.
Yeah, Cherry Bomb's a good song. Yeah. I don't care. That song is just fantastic. Yeah. All right. That concludes metal music, dude. And the point of this too, you guys, If you're hearing this, go check those. If you haven't heard those soundtracks, go check them out. Or anything that we talk about, go check them out. And if you have, go relive them. Because it's awesome. Yeah. It's awesome to have a reason for it. Like the iPod. I remember the old, the very first iPod Nano. All those songs I have access to on Spotify and Pandora. And I could just stream them straight off the internet. Through like YouTube, whatever. I have access to them. We're in this day and age. But something about just playing it and then just hearing it in that order or just whatever it's going to come out, it's just from a different, it just feels good, man. It's freaking, so go hear those tracks.
I like The Crow. That was a good, I forgot about that one, man. That's a good soundtrack, man.
Yeah. Crow was pretty darn good. And then Rock and Roll High School. When's the last time you saw that movie?
It's been a while, man. It's been a while. Yeah. This weekend. Got to watch it again.
That's the point of this. Yeah. That's the point. All right. Well, we'll have another one next week. Bananas.
In pajamas.
Speaking of bananas, man, I got a bone to pick with people. I already got a bone to pick with people. Why they're acting so retarded?
Bananas.
As we get closer to the presidential race, but banana in itself, I feel banana is the public enemy number one, dude. I think it's like this year's potato. Remember how everyone used to like, don't eat potatoes. It's going to make you fat. You can't eat potatoes. It's like, it's not a trans fat. It's not a hot dog. It's not a deep fried pretzel. Like, this thing is natural. It comes from earth. Like, it can't possibly be public enemy number one. And I think people figured it out. And it's like, oh, it's not the potato. It's the fake nacho cheese that I throw on top of it. And bacon bits that I throw up on top of it. Like, I think so people figure that out. And then, of course, now I just find myself with an open ear. I've been coming across conversations on how bananas are bad for you. How can a banana be bad for you? Like, people are like, no, I can't eat bananas. They make you, one, they have carbs, and then they make you heavy. It's like, what do you mean they make you feel heavy? What the hell does that mean? It's like, because a gorilla eats bananas because the gorilla's heavy? Like, have you ever checked the body fat on a goddamn gorilla? There's absolutely no fat. That fool's all muscle and hemorroids, dude.
That's muscle and hems. That's Coleman? That's where he wants to get that kind of freaking body fat right there on a gorilla.
What's that, Ronnie Coleman? Ronnie Coleman wants that body fat, yeah, dude. And I think everyone, whether they want a Ronnie Coleman body or not, they want that lean fat. And people are just like, no, I can't do it because it's going to make you heavy. And what the hell does heavy mean? What does that mean? Like, so if you look good, but the weight, the number on the scale is high, like that's bad. That's a bad thing. I mean, I just think like it's always like it's one thing or it's another. It was potato and it's like a banana now. I mean, people say it has too many calories or it has too many sugars. One, it has too many carbohydrates and too many sugars. That's the same goddamn thing. Like, that's the exact same thing. What you're saying is the same thing. Yeah. Like, carbohydrates are made up of sugars.
So you said one thing, and I mean, so they're trying to add to what their calories or whatever it is?
Exactly. Yeah. So, okay. So I heard this conversation and I was just like, I wanted to interrupt, but I was like, well, banana has like over 100 calories. And then this girl was talking to another girl and she's like, yeah. And you know, also, it also has whatever it also has a bunch of sugars. And I was like, no. There isn't an addition. That 105 incorporates
little sugars,
right? That's it. Like, you can't have and more. And it's over 100 calories. I'm checking online right now. There's 105 calories in a banana. Like,
it's the way the people are eating them, man. They're deep frying the fuck out of these bananas, dude. Or they're eating them with peanut butter and bread and
dipping it in chocolate.
Yeah, dude.
Frozen bananas.
Dude, it has fiber, which is supposed to make you full. There's no fat in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's got energy that you need throughout the day. You're not going to get fat. I want to know someone who will only eat bananas and be fat. No one. Not even the chimps. Not even apes. They're not fat. None of them are fat, dude. They just freaking butt. They got big butt muscles. Dude, even plantains. Go ahead and eat plantains. You know, salvies eat plantains, but they're not fat because of plantains. They're fat because of pupusas, dude. They're fat because of deep fried plantains.
All I got to say is the chimp community is going to go up on a freaking riot right now. You said the chimps.
You're going to be throwing bananas.
I apologize. All I got to say
is that the chimps.
Was that Donald Trump of me? I meant the chimpanzee. Was that Donald Trump of me? I apologize. The chimpanzee community. You know what? You know what? I'll build the wall. I'll separate them. I'll build the wall. There's already walls at the zoo. The chimpanzees away from the humans. So you know what, people?
They're taking our bananas.
Go and eat your goddamn bananas. Go and eat Chiquita, code number 4011. Go scan that shit and eat the fuck out of it. It's an incredible piece of food. Like, you're healthier for it. You'll live longer for it if you eat it or if you choose something else to eat. It's like, one what bothers me are the fruit people. I don't eat fruit because it's going to make you fat. No, is that they're like half-truths. They will make you fat if, like, you ate it and then didn't move all day. Like, can you go walk and move that stapler? Nope. I'm going to be mummified. I made a banana. That might make you fat. Fruits don't make you fat, let alone a banana. But bananas, I feel, public enemy number one right now. I mean, it's like, it's like Chuck D. A banana's Chuck D. It's not even Flavor Flav. There's like a just comic relief to Flavor Flav. Bananas straight up, like, I'm threatened by Chuck D. Like, it's like, I can't believe it, dude. Get out of that. Eat that. If you eat that, you're going to not eat something else, I think. And you're going to be better for it. But I can't stand these half-truths. Like, who makes this shit up? I don't know.
So, but not eating bananas is bananas?
I'm going ape over bananas right now, dude.
That's just bananas.
I'm going chimp.
I'm going chimps, baby.
Chimps.
Fonz, I got nothing else to say, man. Yeah, that
you
burger.
Got your bananas?
I got that burger. I
did have bananas?
Full. It did not have bananas, but I was going bananas in the Grilla Mall. Go check out Grilla Mall. I applaud you for having a political opinion. Don't be stupid. Check out Merle Jagger. And
it's a different combination of Merle Haggard and Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger, yep. And go be safe. Be safe, people. On that note, you guys.
Pilot 47 should be done. Part cube.
Part cube, baby. Part tray. Tommy, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks again, guys. Appreciate it. It's been awesome, as always. So.
All right. Rock and roll.
Always welcome.
Cool.
Shake, Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. My girl's name is Sonora, I tell you friends I adore her. And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time.